Hola and welcome back to Los Memos. In this episode, I want to talk about my patio garden. It's been a little adventure for the past like 2 weeks, and I made a zine about it, and I'm very overly confident. So there were a lot of ups and downs. I want to give you the audio tour, or if you're tuning in on YouTube, the video tour. But without further ado, let's get into it. Well, welcome back to Vos Memos. This episode is going out a couple days late, but better late than never. And I've been working on some fun things, so I think the wait will be worth it. But what I want to talk about is my patio garden. I'm on the pool deck, so that's why I'm in my bikini and overalls. I am a pool patio gardener. That's my new title to add to my resume. And so what I planted this year, and I've never really had a patio to myself before, so this is my first one, really excited. What I planted was a number of veggies, herbs. I have some flowering plants. I have a strawberry. So I had to wait. Like, I'm on the pool deck, so there's not as much privacy as there would be on a different level of the apartment. So I've been eagerly waiting to get some like garden going, so maybe I could up the privacy. I will say I probably need more plant stands to like lift my plants up a little bit more. I don't know. It still feels very like just out there with the people grilling. So I'm still a work in progress for sure, but it feels like I've kicked it off. I've got a running start on it. And as the season progresses, if I see something that makes sense for the pool, my patio, I'll grab it. The frost in Minnesota, the last frost is like the first week of May or maybe the second week of May. So I really only got started on the garden like Memorial Day weekend. And I was nervous. Like, I was at the farmer's market and there were a lot of cute little like starter plants, jalapenos, herbs, all of it was there, but I didn't have any planters. So I got some jalapenos because I was just excited, but I didn't want to get everything there because I didn't have anything to plant it in. So that made me nervous. But then I was scouring Facebook Marketplace, and this all happened in like one weekend, scouring Facebook Marketplace, and I found this amazing like garden sale that had everything I would need, like planters, pots. I mean, I could have gotten my patio furniture if I didn't have some already. And the ladies running it said that they basically go to estate sales or like clean out estates and then gather all the yard stuff for one garden sale, which I think is an amazing thing. Keeps things from going to the landfill. I will say, I went to like 3 different thrift stores looking for garden stuff and found nothing. So, like, there were many times in this journey where, like, I was this, like, just an inch away from giving up and just saying, fuck it, like, I'm not going to keep looking for this shit, like, I'm not going to keep trying to do this because, I mean, life throws hurdles at you, right? And I don't know, I just hated, like, searching in the thrift stores and literally finding garbage. And actually, at one of the thrift stores, I was like, okay, I didn't find anything garden, but I found this amazing vintage baseball blanket. And I've been searching for these kinds of blankets because they're really fun to flip into jackets. And I want to flip a blanket into a jacket from a thrift store. And I come up to the cashier and I'm like, I can't find the price on this. Can you like price check it for me? I am not the type of girl that's like popping tags at the thrift store. Like, yes, the prices are outrageous right now, but I would never do that. And then I feel like she thought like I ripped the tag off because I didn't like the price, but it just didn't have the tag on it. And she's like, well, we're going to have to send this back to like our central thrift store location to get it price checked. I'm like, are you kidding me? So they wouldn't let me buy it, which is really disappointing because now it's like back into the system. Who knows where it went? So was frustrated about that. And yeah, the next 2 thrift store stops were duds. So Don't go to the thrift store for your planting materials. Go to Facebook Marketplace, and I mean, more likely than not, there'll be somebody that has a lot of stuff to sell, so you can just do a one-stop shop. Because I mean, when I go on Marketplace, it kind of gets overwhelming. I'm like, oh, I could go to this person, I could go to that person, and like, you're contacting them and they're marking it pending. Like, there's just so much back and forth. It gets exhausting. I really don't know how people do it like all the time, because I feel like I go into a frenzy when I need to get stuff on there, because I'm like, oh, like, what if there's just a better listing than this? And like, I'm waiting and I'm messaging and I'm ghosting people. It's just a disaster. So I feel really lucky with what I found, especially that yard sale, garden sale, because that got me most of it. I would say like 75% of what I needed. I did make an individual trip for another like garden table because it was just fucking adorable. It's like got these tiles to it and like little metal flowers. And I'm just trying to elevate my plants because I might get some ferns, who knows, like in the shadier spots of the patio. But I just, like I said, I want my plants higher up, and maybe when they grow a little bit, I'll have some privacy. I don't know. I got to look up more inspo on Pinterest or something. But I was expecting to be able to just look around the pool deck for some inspiration, but no one seems to be really like going for it. So, I mean, my neighbors don't even have patio furniture at all. So I'm just going for it. But yeah, so I got my planters. After I got the planters, I was like, okay, I'm ready to go to Home Depot and see what they have. And the garden center was a little overwhelming. I would pick up some things, and then in the next aisle, I'll be like, oh, they're a better price here. And then in the next aisle, I'll be like, oh, I can get like 4 for $10 if I just get smaller ones. So eventually I got it all sorted out, and Home Depot, you always have to make multiple trips. So I had to go back to get more soil, and I wanted to get some flowering bushy plants. So I got a hibiscus, two hibiscuses. And then I got a knockout rose. And I will say the knockout rose is looking pretty beat up. I don't know. I don't think I was watering them enough, because the first few days that I brought my plants, like my plants were fully planted, it rained like a lot. And I was kind of worried they were going to drown. But now that like we're past the raininess, I think like it is good just to give them a good thorough soak. Don't take that out of context. A good thorough watering every single day. I'm going to try that and see like how my plants react. Right now they're very perky, so I feel like I'm on the right track. My strawberry actually turned red, so that's got to be a good sign. And then yeah, my hibiscus, like some of the flowers started falling off and I was panicking, but they only last a few days. And it was so tempting. I wanted to cut one off and like put it in my hair. I'm like, you're not in Hawaii. You're just, you're in Minneapolis on a pool deck. Like, yes, feels pretty luxurious, but I'm not sure like hibiscus in the hair luxurious. We'll see. They are gorgeous though. I forgot how much I love hibiscus. And yeah, I don't know. The rose makes me really happy too, like when it starts blooming, because it reminds me of my Mama Angie's garden. She passed away a few years ago, but she had a beautiful garden every time we visited her. Like, roses everywhere. In the back, she had these huge nopales. And I was kind of looking into it, and it seems like there's a few varieties of cacti you can plant in Minnesota. So I'm going to look into that, because I think that would be super fun to have prickly pear right where I can get it. I just got back from a trip to California for my brother's graduation, which, like, congrats to him. And there were so many prickly pear on this hike we went on, but we didn't bring anything to, like, grab them. And I was kind of sad, because I think I've tried prickly pear fresh, like, once in my life, and it was amazing. And then I never have a Swiss Army knife with me. I never have gloves on a hike to, like, grab some. So I would love to be able to harvest them on my own. So that's something that I need to look into, some cacti. I think that could be super fun if they in fact do survive in Minnesota. And I don't know, like, I'm not worried too much about bringing the plants in at the end of the season, because my mom said she would take anything that, like, we think could survive the winter. And then most of these are just, like, perennials. Oh my God, I always get perennial and annual mixed up. I got it mixed up. Annual means you have to plant it annually. Perennial means you have to plant it, like, maybe, I don't know. They come back. Perennials come back. I don't know why I can't get that. In my mind, I'm like, oh, annual, it comes back annually. No. It's the other way around. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm very excited about my garden. In fact, I am so excited. I made a zine tour about my garden. It's called Patio Garden Tour, a zine by Angela George. And I'll link it in the show notes if you want to print it for yourself for free. All my zines are free on my website. And so I had so much fun making this scene because, first off, I just sat on my patio and drew plants, and plants are really adorable to draw. So I loved just, like, doing a little study. And I'll talk more about this, but just picking up a new hobby gave me so much, like, creativity, re-energized me, made me excited, even though it was, like, a little stressful trying to get all the planters I needed. I think it's worth it to, like, try something new. And, yes, I think I spent definitely over $100 on all these plants and, like, the troughs and planters to have them on. But I think it's going to be worth it. Like, it's going to keep me entertained for the summer and maybe even give me some veggies by the end. We'll see. So, yeah, like I said, I had a lot of fun making this scene. Some really good puns. Phineas and Herb, that's like one spread. And then Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice, that's what hot girls are made out of. I always think of that poem when people are talking about, like, spices. And so that's the spread that talks about the different peppers I'm growing. I'm growing jalapeno, cayenne, poblano, and a sweet red pepper. I went all in on the peppers because I thought they're easy, and then it's so easy to go on a YouTube rabbit hole, and then they're like, you need this fertilizer, you need this much sun, you need this much water, like, so many details, and they're like, and they have to be this far apart, and I'm like, you know, if they just live, that's a success in my book, and if they give me peppers, that's like 110%, great, huge success. And then I have a little spread that's like a drawing of my patio chairs with the strawberry plant on the table. I have that as my little outdoor centerpiece. And I think it'll be so cute when it's flowering and when there's little berries on it. So it's very perky and happy on my patio table. And then the last spread is just me with my tomato plant. And hopefully it lasts more than a few weeks. I think that one's looking pretty hardy and fun. I finally updated the back of my zines to have, like, more focus on my website. I really am not on Instagram anymore, and it feels so good, but I used to advertise my art Instagram a lot and the podcast Instagram. I mean, they're still out there, but Instagram's just such, like, I don't know, it's just garbage out there. It's endless, like, rage bait, honestly. Like, anytime I'm talking to people, eventually they're like, oh, and I saw this video that made me so mad, I had to comment on it, it's so ridiculous. I'm like, yeah, that's the algorithm feeding you rage bait. Like, why would you willingly log into a platform that, like, tries to make you angry? Make it make sense. I don't get that energy on Blue Sky. I will say I got added to a Swiftie starter pack, which, congratulations to Miss Taylor Allison Swift for buying back all of her masters. That's huge celebration in the Swiftie community. But I got added to a Swiftie starter pack on Blue Sky, and I got to, like, follow a bunch of other Swifties. So for, like, the past 3 days, my feed has just been people, like, crying because they're so excited about Taylor Swift buying back her masters. And, like, the cathartic experience of, like, listening to the original albums guilt-free and buying the original albums, like just re-listening to songs that maybe you haven't listened to in like 4 years or more. Because some people took it seriously when Taylor's like, I am re-recording these. They're like, well, okay, I will not listen to this quote stolen version. So I wasn't like that. I listened to Reputation. But yeah, I don't know. People are very excited, and it's just fun to like play into the fandom a little bit. And it really was a surprise to me that Reputation, Taylor's version, isn't re-recorded. She wrote that in her letter because there's been so many hints about it. And I guess it's just the community reading way too much into like fake Easter eggs, because she was like, I'm going to be real. Like, I haven't even recorded a quarter of it. So that was a huge shock. But then she also said she's fully re-recorded her debut album. So I would love to hear her like new vocals on that, but we'll see. I think like it's just a happy time. I can listen to all of Taylor Swift's discography without worrying that some of my streaming proceeds are going to like evil people. But anyway, that was a huge detour. I just want to reiterate, start a new hobby, because even if it feels a little hard or daunting, it's going to feed your creativity, like make you hungrier for new ideas, inspire you in all your other creative ventures, and I think the payoff is worth it. Like, just being reinvigorated to try something new and talk about it with people, get their tips, and just, yeah, like, and it doesn't have to be something expensive. Like, I think so much of social media is like consumerism, make consumerism your hobby. I almost fell down this like Labubu rabbit hole. I was like, okay, well, where can I get one? Because there are these like super hard to get gacha mystery box type like keychains. And the truth is, they are overhyped, they're overexpensive. They're too expensive for what they are. And in like a couple months, the trend is going to die off. Everyone's going to be trying to get rid of them. It's like a microcosm of like Webkinz hype or Beanie Baby hype. Like in the past, these trends used to last for years and years of like popularity. And now things like just go in and out of a trend cycle because it's tied with social media. And at some point, the content's not interesting anymore and people forget about it. And it's just this hyper-consumerism era that we're in. So don't fall for those kind of fake hobbies that just involve buying shit to be, like, to avoid the FOMO. Like, you have to unplug. If that's happening to you, or you feel like the only things out there are things to buy, take a step back. Find a hobby that doesn't involve screen time, for one. That's another thing I love about the garden, is just going outside every day to water the plants and look at them and prune them, and there's no screen time required. So even if it is just like a 10-minute break from screens, that is something. So I'm feeling really excited about my garden. I'm going to be headed to the pool right after this to edit the pod and get things set up for like my zine, getting that published on the blog. And yeah, thanks so much for tuning in this week. This is a bi-weekly podcast. If you want to know more about it, go to angelageorge.com/vos-memos, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.